That's class. Tommy Fleming and Vince Gill. What a wonderful world. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm good, Johnny. How are you? Good to see
you. Would I hear you coughing and spluttering a bit there with the man flu?
The man flu. I'm dying.
You deserve a medal for fighting your way in here and battling against it.
I got out of my bed and I came in here. I have man flu. I'm grand. I'm fine. Not a bother on me.
Do you know what's scientifically proven? That it does affect men far, far more than women. And women's lack of sympathy is not acceptable.
I'm saying nothing because women buy a lot of my tickets.
Except Tommy Fleming fans. They're all class. They're brilliant, you know. So listen, another album, 25 years of songs. It's called Stories.
Stories. I didn't want to actually celebrate or make a kind of big deal out of it. And then I said, you know, why not? Life's too short. And instead of doing a best of and rehashing everything that I'd done over the years, there is some of that in it, don't get me wrong. We recorded five new songs, and then I took songs from Paddy the Show that I did the last 2 years, the musical drama that I was in. And I picked up a few kind of one or two that I hadn't released before, live recordings and stuff like that, that hadn't. The Town I Love So Well is one of them. Long and Winding Road. So it's not stuff. I didn't want to be rehashing it that people say, I have all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted something different. And we also did it in a Ladybird format. You know the Ladybird books when you were a kid?
Yes.
So that's when it was called Stories. I said, let's make it into a little book and kind of bring it into the Stories theme, you know?
I have to say, some of the songs on it, I mean, it's a terrific collection of songs, you know? Ave Maria, Morning is Broken. Scorn Not His Simplicity, which is a beautiful song.
Yeah,
I
Phil's,
love that.
Yeah.
Phil Coulter. As you say, The Long and Winding Road, Both Sides Now is terrific as well.
With Lucy Silvis, yeah. Lucy did that with me a good few years ago. So this is what, I have three duets on it with Vince Gill, Michelle Lally, who worked with me, and Paddy, and Lucy Silvis.
About Vince Gill, I mean, I know you're famous, but he's a megastar.
Would
I just get on the phone to Vince Gill? Vince, I'm going to give
I
you...
I didn't
your,
actually.
I'll give you your big break.
Yeah,
you can be on
I
my
wish.
CD.
I didn't actually. The guy that produced the song, a guy called Dan Shea, we were emailing back and forth on songs that I wanted to, that might work for him to produce on them. And he came back with this, and I sent it with Wonderful World, and I sent him an email back and said, yeah, that would be brilliant as a duet, and I'll only do it with Vince Gill, or Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And not so long afterwards, he sent me an email back to say, have Vince, he wants to do it, when are you free to come over?
What?
So that's how it worked.
So if you don't ask, you don't get.
And I'd met him once before that, when he was over in Ireland doing a few shows, and he loved what I did, so he was quite willing to jump on board with it.
That's terrific.
I loved it. I loved working with him on it. Loved it.
Because you've been an admirer of Vince for a long time.
Since 1990.
Yeah.
Since he brought out the I Still Believe in You album.
Yeah.
I was 19.
Yeah. So it had a big impression on
you. Big impression on me. As a singer, as a musician, as an entertainer all around.
But listen, for you to do a duet with him, it would be, for a lot of people, be like getting to play with Man United or Liverpool or whoever, you know. You must have been really buzzing about that, were you?
Do you know what it was? I kind of I didn't want to let it be seen. I was very blasé about it, going, oh yeah, that's fine, thanks. And each time I'd hang up the phone and going, yes.
Yeah.
So it was, and the funny thing was, I was in New York. I went over then to do the US tour, and I was finished the sound check and I had a missed call from a Nashville number.
Yeah.
And I rang it back on. Next thing, Mr. Gill answered. And he was just ringing to say he loved working on the song. He got my number from the producer. And if there was anything else I needed, this is his number. And I thought, great, yeah, I'll be around in an hour.
Yeah, it's a touch of class though, isn't it?
He's the creme de la creme when it comes to... Like, you know, I know Garth Brooks is up there with country music and Brad Paisley and all of those, but there's something special about Vince Gill as a singer, as an artist, as everything. And he's the real deal. Like, he's a real country singer.
Well, he sounds like he's a gentleman as well.
He's a lovely man. Lovely, yeah. Lovely. That's exactly what he is, a gentleman. There's nothing kind of brash. There's nothing celebrity about him.
Yeah.
It's all very down to earth. No frills. Is this okay? That's brilliant. Thanks. It's all very much a pleasing thank you.
I love to hear that when, you know, people we know in the limelight are actually real people as well.
And it's funny, when it came to actually recording it, we did it in two different countries. I was at home, he was in Nashville. And There was a choice for me to go over a week early before the US tour and spend time with him doing that.
Yeah.
And there was a part of me that didn't want to do that because I thought, I don't want to, be careful what you wish for, because I thought I could be very disappointed. But I knew I wasn't when I spoke to him.
Yeah, that is terrific. Mm. So, I mean, you've got a vast back catalogue, and I know there's a load of songs that you would love to tackle. So how did you narrow it down? There's 32 songs on this double CD. Were you sitting wrestling with yourself?
I was, for want of a better word. Yeah. anyway, I am moving swiftly along. Now you put me laughing, stop. When I was sitting down thinking of the songs, I didn't want to kind of be doing what... I didn't want to be a crowd pleaser on this one. I wanted to pick songs that meant something to me, that had, you know, like... Instead of going from 1991 upwards, I went the other way around. So I did all the new songs and then worked my way back. So the last song on the second CD is The Isle of Innisfree, which I recorded in 1991. And so that's how I worked my way back. And what were important to me, songs that had a marker in life, love, happiness, sadness, whatever they were, they're markers in certain periods of my life.
So some people might sit and put together a mixtape, a compilation CD of their favourite tunes that, you know, landmarks. You go and record a double CD and bring it out, you know.
Some of it was already recorded. I just did the new songs. I did put five new songs on it and then picked stuff that I'd already in the store, as we say, that people didn't have already. Because I didn't want people kind of saying, he's just doing another best of. And that's, to me, that's cheating and it's lazy. And I don't do either, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So but I have to say, it's brilliantly packaged. What I love, and I love when people make the effort to do this, there are little stories about each song
yeah.
about why you've recorded it and why it's on this
and where it came from and what's
and
what
that.
It meant to me.
See, I love that, you know? Because you can read that and then you listen to the songs in a better context, I suppose.
Well, it means more to the fan or to the person that hasn't heard of me before or it could be just that's the very first CD they've ever bought of mine. Or listen to, and that means they might just say, right, no, I might buy another one. You know?
Buy the rest of them.
Buy the rest of them. Buy the entire back catalogue.
Get on, that's it. Get on the internet. What else has this fella done? You know, get him a turn. buy him a bungalow in Donegal. You know. Listen, you're touring again. Well, I suppose next year, 9th of February, the Brynavon Theatre in Cookstown, the 10th Millennium Forum in Derry. And then the 25th at the Ulster Hall in Belfast.
In Belfast. I returned to Belfast.
Yeah.
I always love coming back to the Ulster Hall and the Millennium, of course, and been playing the Brynavon for 12, 13 years now.
Yeah.
So they're always great, and they're always sellouts for us, thank God. I know the one thing I love about the Northern audience is there's no frills. You know, it's either black and white, and if they're not happy with what you're doing, they'll tell you straight up
from
the audience.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know? It's very kind of... You know, stop doing your own thing and please us, you know. And I love that. Absolutely love the...
Do you love that? Yeah.
I do, yeah. I love the honesty in it. Love the no BS, basically, you know.
Well, the result of that is when they clap and cheer, you know it's genuine.
You know it's genuine, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know?
You've earned it.
And you kind of... I don't pussyfoot around it. It's kind of just go in and do the show and stop... You know, don't be precious, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think the audiences appreciate that. And of course, the Ulster Hall is a tremendous venue, isn't it?
So the acoustics in it are amazing. My favourite part of it is the high stage.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of new concert halls and a lot of new places, there's either no stage, just a floor, and the audience go up.
Yeah,
a very low stage. And you're kind of... there's that little separation that makes you work that bit harder.
Yeah, but you're up on a pedestal. But the Ulster Hall, of course, was designed way back in the days before amplification, so acoustics were at a priority.
Yeah, so
that's
carried,
why.
Yeah.
So that's why it's
perfect.
It's
a beautiful building, though. And we're always so well looked after when we go there. It's one of the best venues in the country.
Yeah, it is smashing. I've played it a few times myself and sort of pinched myself going, whoa, we're at the stage of the Ulster Hall. Oh, the Clash played here, you know. See, that would be my sort of markers. But Led Zeppelin played there. Everybody's played there.
A lot of greats played in it.
Yeah.
You know, lots of greats played in it. But it's great to come back to it, Johnny. It's always fun, actually.
Yeah.
It's always fun and there's always a great reaction.
Well, that's good. You can even anticipate a gig like that.
Well, I hope so.
Sometimes you've got a gig coming up and we've never played here before. Don't know what it's going to be like. We're not even sure if they like the songs that we've got in the set. You know, kind of thing.
The hardest thing about doing a tour, and it depends no matter where it is, be it America, be it here, be it Australia, whatever it might be, you can get very not bored, but very weary.
Mm.
If you're on like the 10th, 12th show.
Yeah.
To the point of, and that it's a very dangerous place to be because you kind of comes across that you don't give a hoot, you know?
Yeah.
And the lesson I learned from that one a long time ago is go on every night on that stage like it's your opening night.
Yeah.
And then it'll always come back to you. No matter how tired you are, those people paid good money to see you, you know, and they worked hard for that money. And so you whinging about being tired is not going to help anything. Yeah. You know?
So even though you are exhausted, you
know, go on and do it.
You have to do it. As you say, those people haven't seen the other 9 gigs.
No, they
haven't. Your 10th, but it's their first. They want to see the show.
Absolutely, you know.
Yeah. No, good attitude. So listen, there next year, what do you do for Christmas?
This year is a bit mad because normally it's very quiet for us. We have only like Tina, myself, 2 kids, Tina's dad, Pops. And it's all kind of eat the dinner and then there's about 4 people fast asleep with full bellies.
Yeah.
This year we've 14 coming around to us. So it's a big kind of, it's all family. So as Connell,
you have to book the sofa early.
We know sofa, I'm afraid. As Connell said to me earlier on, he says, it'll be carnage.
Yes,
so
that's the way to describe it.
That's the best way to describe
well,
it.
Well, good luck with that. So you're going to do a song for us now.
I'm going to do a, see, look, we're talking about Christmas and this place is like Santa's grotto, by the way.
Yeah.
There's laser lights going on everywhere. Thank God I'm not epileptic. And we're going to do a good Christmas song from the Christmas album, because you've played the song from the Stories album, and because it's Christmas, and I want to wish everyone a happy Christmas that's listening, and you and all the team. This is one we did on the Christmas album called It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Okay, you far away there.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still the heavenly music flows o'er all the weary world. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Hear the angels sing. On a midnight clear, hear the angels sing.
Beautiful. That is smashing. Absolutely. Tommy, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thanks for having us. As always.
Oh, no bother.
It's like a yearly pilgrimage up here.
It is, yeah. Mm. You know, and people would ask, you know, because, you know, yourself, you're always up at Christmas. So they would ask, when's Tommy in? And I'm serious, you know.
That's brilliant to know.
That's you. You're hardcore Ulster Hall fans, you know. Getting ready for the gig.
Bring him in.
You know, and is the Ulster Hall sold out?
Not yet. No, it's still tickets available. It's doing great. I mean, I don't think it ever sells out until kind of closer to the time.
Yeah.
But hopefully, well, now touch wood.
Nice Christmas present.
Nice Christmas present. Wink, wink. I'll buy two of them.
Don't go on your own.
Don't go on your own. Okay. Bring the family.
Right, Tommy, thanks for coming in. Connell, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.